Hello, my name is Will, and I'm a lecturer here in Social Studies. I'm excited to be able to tell you about the junior tutorial that I'm going to be teaching this term. The course is called Democracy and Populism. I came up with the idea for this course following the 2016 election. That was an election, as you all remember, in which the term populism was continually thrown about. Because of the unprecedented presidential campaigns of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and the Brexit election, it was widely said that we are living in a populist moment. I felt that through using the tools of intellectual history and political theory, two of the core disciplines of social studies, it might be possible to come to a better understanding of these events and of the broader phenomena of populism and democracy. In this course, we will be asking two big questions. First, what exactly is populism? Second, what is the relationship between populism and democracy? With respect to the first question, we will examine the ways that different scholars have defined populism and try to come up with our own definition. We will also think about how populism has changed over time. In the 19th century, American populism was a far-left movement. How did the right snatch the spirit of populism during the 20th century? With respect to the second question, the relationship between populism and democracy, we will consider the ways in which populism can both regenerate and erode democratic values. We will also consider whether populism is best understood as an extreme democratic phenomenon, as democracy run wild, so to speak, or as something else. The course will broadly be divided into two parts. In the first part, we will examine the history of populism in the United States. We will especially focus on two particular moments, the presidency of Andrew Jackson and the populist movement of the 1880s and 1890s, which culminated in William Jennings Bryan's run for president in 1896. I think you will find that both these moments are extraordinarily relevant for understanding contemporary politics, both because of the similarities between figures such as Bryan or Jackson and our own populace today, but also because of the differences that we will uncover. Those differences point to the transformation that populism underwent during the 20th century, when it went from being a primarily left-wing movement to a movement that was at least equally found on the right as on the left. In the final part of the historical portion of this course, we will examine that truly important transformation. We will then turn to the political theory side of the course. We will discuss the theories of populism which have recently been offered by three scholars in political theory, Jan Werner Muller, Pierre Rosen-Vallone, and Nadia Urbanati. All three of these figures have offered profound criticisms of contemporary populism, as well as brilliant accounts of how to think about populism and democracy. However, in addition to considering their writings, we will also look at some of their critics, who think that they undersell the democratic potential of populism. As I said, the aim of this course is to use the tools of political theory and intellectual history to come to a better understanding of populism. However, I realize that many of you will be encountering these tools for the first time. In the course of the class, I therefore intend to work closely with each of you to help you develop research methods that you will use on your paper for this course, as well as throughout the rest of your time at Harvard. There is only one real assignment for the course, which is a 20 to 25 page paper. However, as you are writing the paper, I intend to have moments in which you can meet with me, as well as your fellow classmates, to discuss your progress and your ideas. On November 1st, you will send me a one-page proposal about the topic of your paper. On November 13th, we will devote a day in class to presentations, in which each student will present a proposal of their paper to the course to get feedback from one another. Throughout the time you are coming up with and writing your paper, I will be always available to discuss your ideas. So to conclude, I'm really excited to see where this course goes. I think that we can together make a lot more sense of a lot of the important issues in contemporary politics, while also learning about American history and political theory. I hope to see some of you next Tuesday for our first session.